USA News. I'm Lance Prime. Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, and House Speaker Representative Kevin McCarthy from California criticized President Biden yesterday for not engaging on the upcoming debt ceiling debate. The Republicans want cuts to the federal budget before moving forward. This as China's economy rebounded for the first 3 months of the year. China's National Bureau of Statistics reported this morning China's economy grew 4.5% in the first quarter of the year compared to a year earlier. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken confirmed this morning a U.S. diplomatic convoy was fired on by gunmen believed to be affiliated with the Sudanese Rapid Support Forces militia in Khartoum. Many foreign diplomats and international organizations in Khartoum have been targets this year. Blinken this morning.
Confirmed it yesterday. We had an American diplomatic convoy that was fired on. All of our people are safe and unharmed. But this action was reckless, it was irresponsible, and of course unsafe.
Dominion Voting Systems defamation lawsuit against Fox News is set to go to trial this morning in Delaware Superior Court.
The $1.6 billion lawsuit alleges Fox News knowingly spread misinformation about the company's voting machines after the 2020 election. Fox News argues that the allegations they reported are protected by the First Amendment. The company was and is the target of numerous conspiracy theories pushed by supporters of former President Trump after his loss. Jury selection is expected to start today. I'm Skip Kelly.
India's Supreme Court is set to begin hearing arguments for granting legal recognition to same-sex marriages in a case that will be deciding the fate of marital and allied rights for lesbian and gay couples in the Asian nation. The top court has called it a seminal issue of great importance. This is USA News.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jeannie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through our mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.
China was running a secret police station in New York City.
Officials say the Chinese government was using the station to track down and intimidate dissidents and activists.
As alleged, the defendants worked together to establish an overseas police station in Manhattan's Chinatown on behalf of the Fuzhou branch of the Chinese government's National Police Force.
Brian Pease, federal prosecutor, announced charges against at least two Chinese suspects.
These defendants did China's bidding in secret while acting under the direction and control of an MPS official in China.
The FBI says the accused destroyed important cell phone evidence before the arrests. In New York, I'm Jerry Barmash.
A Moscow court is scheduled today to hear an appeal on the detention of Evan Gershkovich, the jailed Wall Street Journal reporter arrested in Russia last month. The journalist was arrested for espionage, an allegation the Journal and the USA government deny. The White House says President Biden has spoken with a teen who was shot last week when he rang the wrong doorbell in Missouri.
Biden reportedly wished the 16-year-old Ralph Jarl a speedy recovery in their conversation on Monday. Prosecutors in Missouri announced that a white man in his 80s will face two felony charges, including first-degree assault. They also noted that there is a racial component to the case, but did not go any further into that. Last week, Jarl went to pick up his siblings in Kansas City, but mistakenly went to the wrong house. I'm Ryan Daniels.
Lance Pry, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.